Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Grow Early Education, a childcare centre located in North Queensland, has rebranded amid an investigation. Freedom of information given to the ABC shows that the centre breached multiple regulations since its opening, according to the Early Childhood Regulation Authority. 7 complaints alleged injuries to children and inadequate supervision. However, a Department of Education spokesperson has confirmed that the name change was approved and will not affect the ongoing investigation. In national news, a light aircraft made an emergency landing in a Sydney golf course with an instructor and student on board. Footage shows the plane flying low near the turf until diving into the course. Both the student and instructor luckily escaped with minor injuries. An investigation has been conducted with the cause of the crash still unknown. In international news, Irish author Sally Rooney has spoken out against the United Kingdom's ban on openly supporting the Direct Action Palestine Action Group, which was labelled as a terrorist organisation in July. The award-winning novelist has said that she intends to use the earnings from her work and her public platform to continue supporting the group, saying that if this makes me supporter of terror under UK law, so be it. While the group primarily targets armed companies across the UK, more than 700 people have been arrested since the July announcement, with 500 being arrested during a protest in central London last week. For your weather today, Brisbane is finally warming up, but keep that thick jumper close by because it's going to stay frosty for the rest of the week. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.